But every word reduces it again to something that is far greater. And of course, there's a sense of expansion because you're no longer trapped, as the questioner mentions, expanding. You're no longer trapped. Your consciousness is no longer trapped in the form. That's the incarnation. The incarnation of consciousness into form, and the realization of consciousness as the formless. And so some spiritual traditions speak of reincarnating many times. And you say you reincarnate again and again until you wake up, until you realize who you are beyond form. And that is true. You are born again and again. But I want to make it not as something that I want you to believe in, but to make it true in your experience. And to make it true in your experience, all you need to look at is today. How you reincarnate today. Now, how does that happen? How do I reincarnate today? I thought it just happens once in a lifetime. You know the sticker that the born-again Christians have on their cars? It says, born-again Christians. And the Buddhists have on their car, born again and again and again. How do you reincarnate today? And how many times do you reincarnate today? Every time you lose yourself in a thought or an emotion or something that happens out there, which also, of course, you experience as thought and emotion. Let's say you lose yourself in a situation that says, this is important, you must deal with this. Okay, what's going on here? Let's deal with this. And then you lose yourself in the reactive pattern and in the mental interpretation. Oh, this is awful, you must do something about it. Let's do. Or, oh, whatever it is, you identify with a form. Every thought that arises in your mind that grips you completely, there's a sense of self in it. It's unconscious, of course. Your sense of self means your sense of identity gets mixed up with the form of that thought or the emotion. And so you're completely incarnated in the form that arises in your life. And so humans go through life not knowing, not realizing that every day they reincarnate many times. And they lose themselves continuously in forms. They react to the forms around them and they're totally in the reaction. There is not an awareness in the background of, okay, this is what's going on. So there's no space, there's only form. There's no stillness, there's only noise. And that means being compulsively reincarnating every day, many times. And even while you sit alone in your room and you start thinking about, if you were talking out aloud, the voice in your head that you identify with, everybody would recognize it as insane. But but then on the other hand, I don't know, then what if I do that, then you'll go. But I wonder what happens if I go. Oh, that would be dreadful if that happened. I just hope that the... Oh no, I hadn't thought of that before. And so you reincarnate continuously into some new thought form, some